Stepping to the third glass door, the first woman isn't minding her thoughts not yet pulled away from the curb of Terminal 3. She presses her head to the door, thinking the touch of it might bring her back to the moment. The second woman, waiting at the door to the right, has been waiting for 17 minutes. 17 minutes and the milk is getting heavy. The bread is getting wet from the heavy milk. She sets down the bag and turns to her right, just in time to catch the door stopping short of her turn. The woman on the other side is leaning towards her with closed eyes. Her head is tilted slightly to the left, her own head tilted slightly to the right. The gesture is almost one of choreographed tenderness. The first woman looks up, her eyes smudged in their reflection over the eyes of the second woman. Just a moment, but the kind of moment that unfurls. They stand with hands lifted towards each other, heads tilted for each other, glass door stopped and held between their lips. Not sure if this is something to be apologized for, the first woman wonders about the objective of kissing, if it is the intention behind the gesture, or the gesture itself, what survives in the gesture without intention, what is lost without the direct alchemy of mucous membranes. The second woman remembers a man who brushed against her on the subway, his breast pressed hard to hers, his bent knuckles trailing her fingers, her breath caught as he stepped for the sliding door. She wonders if this is the only sort of love she's meant for. Uncalculated contact from the beautiful unknown. Moments of perfect grace proven absurd in their severance by cold glass.